And joining us from his home in Estes Park, Colorado, to talk about another set of contentious oil reserves is Walter Borneman, author of Alaska, Saga of a Bold Land. Good to join us today.
Good to be with you, Neil.
First, get us up to date. Where does the proposal to drill for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR, where does that stand in Congress right now?
Well, right now, the House on Friday passed its version of the energy bill, which will permit drilling in ANWR. That's basically the same thing as they did last year. You may recall that about a month ago, the Senate voted very narrowly, 48-52, to reject a proposal to drill up there as part of the budget process. So right at the moment, you know, we've got the Senate saying no, we've got the House saying yes as part of their energy bill, and at some point that'll have to go to conference committee.
Now, this issue raises emotional objections on both sides, down here in the lower 48. How do people view this in Alaska?
Well, I think in Alaska 20 years ago, the majority of folks were in favor of drilling. I think that percentage has become split in the last 20 years because Alaska's economy has really become more diversified. Oil is not quite as important as it was 20 years ago. It's certainly very important, but not as much so.
Is the issue of drilling in ANWR, does it raise larger cultural tensions in the population there in Alaska?
I think what I tried to point out in Alaska, Saga of a Bold Land, is that this is really a historic debate over whether we should have resource conservation or whether we should develop those resources. That's been part of Alaska's history for really the last century, and particularly since oil was discovered at Prudhoe Bay. I think that Alaskans, who particularly those who have been there a long time, look at the resources as something to be developed, and other folks, including a large percentage who are recent arrivals there from the lower 48, look at it and say, no, we really need to preserve this wilderness at all costs.
Now, earlier in the program, we were discussing the possibility of distributing oil dividends to the people of Iraq, Alaska style. Can you give us a little bit of history? How did that program come about?
Sure. That program came about really as the impetus of Governor Jay Hammond in the late 1970s. And in a nutshell, it's a program that puts 25% of the state of Alaska's mineral revenues, those would be things like lease bonuses and production royalties from oil and gas, into what's called a permanent fund. And one half of the income from that fund is distributed annually to all of the people who are residents of the state of Alaska, whether you're adults or children.
What kind of an effect does it have? People get checks for what? How much? $8,000 is what I read.
No, $8,000, that's a little high. It's the annual distribution in 2002 was $1,540. The highest it's ever been has been about $1,900. But that still has, on a family of four, Neil, a pretty significant impact. In fact, the distributions from the permanent fund I was just reading earlier today have the only two folks who have more of an impact on Alaska's economy are revenues that come from the government and from the oil industry itself paying workers in the state.
And how does this dividend tie people more closely to the whole issue of energy production and indeed the whole enterprise of the state?
Well, I think in many cases they do. Certainly a lot of Alaska's political folks have long supported drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. You know, as far as the individuals, I have friends in Alaska who take this annual check every year and bank it for their college education of their kids. And I've got friends that, you know, are quite willing to spend it on a new color TV. So I think it kind of goes across the whole spectrum there.
Well, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Neil.
Walter Borneman is the author of the new book, Alaska, Saga of a Bold Land, and he was with us from his home in Estes Park, Colorado. And well, I guess this is Jelly Roll Morton's take on the issue. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.